You are Locked On Angels, your daily podcast on the Los Angeles Angels, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, your 2018 Angels. Welcome to Locked On Angels.
Keep it locked.
Locked on.
We're locked on, sir.
Locked on Angels.
What up, Angel fans? My name is Lucas Sardo, your host of Locked On Angels today. The resident Socia cynic and the pessimistic of that guy, Patrick. Welcome to your daily Angels update here on Locked On Angels, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. And guys, we won a series. I was almost right, my prediction. I said we were going to sweep the Dodgers. I was just feeling so good. We didn't do that, unfortunately. And quite frankly, that game on Saturday, we had no chance at winning it. Trout had like three of our four hits. Great game for him, but, you know, greatest baseball player in the world. So, of course, we'd expect that out of him, right? But, like I said, I thought we were going to have a good series against him. I just felt like going in, they were must-win games. Hey, I'll take two out of three. Pat recapped it yesterday, but, you know, if you were at the stadium this weekend, congratulations to you, because you survived that heat. That was unbelievable. And some fun facts about these games this weekend. If you didn't already know, Friday's game against the Dodgers was the hottest game at Angel Stadium in Angel baseball history. So, you know, put that in your Instagram bio that you survived that heat. That's some pretty intense stuff right there. And then Sunday wasn't the hottest game. It was hot. I was there. I was at Sunday's game. If you follow me on Twitter, I was there. And Sunday's game was the highest viewed regular season baseball game in ESPN's history. It was a 5.7 Nielsen rating. And I don't know how they do the Nielsen rating. 5.7 seems pretty high, you know? So there you go. Also, like I said, I was at the game on Sunday. Shout out Kike Hernandez, my fellow Puerto Rican. Threw me a baseball in the stands. Well, he didn't throw it to me specifically. He threw it to a couple Dodger fans sitting in front of me. But he's not very accurate, and he hit me instead. So shout out to my hands for being able to catch that ball. But as I've been doing the last couple podcasts, we're going to check in on my battle plan, right? The battle plan to get to the playoffs. It's because we're playoff bound this season. Guaranteed. Not guaranteed, actually. But a 2-1 series against the Dodgers takes this team to 3-3 over the last six. Okay. So if you remember, I said, 9-game stretch that went Seattle, LA, Seattle. I said we had to go 6-4. That means we got the Mariners coming up, and what do we got to do? We got to go 2-1, right? So we got to win the series. Not a big deal. It's just the Mariners, right? We could do it. We're at home. We're in Southern California. Got the fans coming out to these games. I don't know, though. We've had a lot of trouble with Seattle this season, and I'm skeptically optimistic, I guess is what I would call it. And if you look at the matchups, Tuesday, we got G. Rich going against Leak. Wednesday, Barria versus Marco Gonzalez. Thursday, Felix Pena, probably. I mean, Tropiano is supposed to come back, but he's thrown a bullpen session Tuesday, so I can't imagine he'd see him that early. The report I read said we'll probably see him in the Dodgers series this weekend. But whoever throws there, you're getting King Felix Hernandez, who I feel like, and I don't know this, I don't have the stats on him, but I feel like when he pitches at Angel Stadium, he's not good. But I could be wrong on that. I will have to fact check that later. But, as I said, got to win two out of the three here. And if we win two, we're 10 out, and we're manageable there, right? I'm not going to say it's ideal, but it's manageable. And as Angels fans, I think we can all say, like, considering the start of the season and how things took a turn, 10 games out at the All-Star break, well, and we will have the series against the Dodgers, but 10 games out where we're at in the season, I think is something we can, we're disappointed in it, but we can still have a little bit of optimism. I know there's a lot of you guys out there, Patrick included, that are saying, hey, writing's on the wall. You know, we're going to turn into sellers. write it in, we're done. I'm not gonna hop on that yet. Not quite yet. Usually I'm that guy. But there's something about this team that I think we're gonna turn it around. Like, we're gonna get just streaky hot and go on a tear. And again, where we're at in this wild card race is, and it's kind of a luxury, but it's only Seattle and Oakland in front of us. And right now Tampa's tied with us. So it's not too bad. Like, there is something that we can do, I think. Like, there's not, like I've said before, five or six teams that we have to jump, and that would just be almost insurmountable, I think, at that point. But because there's not many teams between you and that second wild card, I think there is a reason for us to be a little bit optimistic. I'm not saying, you know, oh, we're all in, but I'm just saying, like, there is a way. There is a way. As I'm recording this, though, Oakland just beat Houston, and to go back to my plan, this plan was designed to catch Oakland, right? Because they were the next team in front of us, but Oakland's kind of screwing us here. Oakland's lost one of their last seven, okay? And that includes game two against the Padres. It's a two-game sweep. I don't think anybody's surprised by that. That team is bad. But then they took two of three against the Indians in Cleveland, and that was brutal. And now they're in Houston, they take game one. That is not ideal, right? I thought this was the stretch where it was like, you know, we can play good baseball. Oakland's going to play, have some tough games. We might be in a good spot here. But, I mean, the AL West this season has just been filled with some of the most insane baseball. You got to think it's one of the best, if not the best, division in baseball. I mean, the Astros rattled off that 11-12 game winning streak. Seattle has had a couple winning streaks that have been pretty lengthy. Now Oakland is doing their thing. You know, where do we fit in this, right? We have to rattle off 8, 9, 10 in a row at least, or at least a 10 game stretch where we go 7-3. Like, let's get hot, right? I can't remember a time since that 13-3 start where I've seen somebody on TV or heard on the radio or even seen it on Twitter where it's like, man, the Angels are on fire. Let's get to that, right? Let's get to a spot where we're 6 to 8 games out, get healthy, get to the playoffs. I don't see anything wrong. I don't think that's out of the question. Crazier things have happened. Let's put it that way. And for all intents and purposes, I think we're playing playoff games every day. And I think the team knows that. I think you could see that in the intensity of the Dodgers series. I'm hoping that carries over into the Seattle series, because the team looked on like they were rocking. And with that, and I know I've mentioned this on this podcast, Shohei Ohtani, okay? When he hit that go-ahead home run against LA on Sunday, did you notice the bench? Did you notice how excited everybody was for him, right? And I've said it before, like, people don't get as excited for, say, Jeffrey Marte hitting a home run as they do for Shohei. And I've said it time and time again. I think he brings an energy to this ball club, but not in the way that, like, a David Fletcher does, right? Not a hustle guy. He's just somebody that these guys love seeing succeed. He's somebody that, like, with him in the lineup and him hitting well, everybody else, it's like, if he goes, we go, right? And with that success that he continuously brings, I think the team goes with him. And Pat had an episode that said, is Shohei going to save the season? I think he is. I think he could potentially save the season. I think he could be that catalyst, that because we don't have that guy, right? And I've said we need an EYJ. We need Eric Young Jr. We got David Fletcher right now. And don't get me wrong, I am not complaining about David Fletcher by any means. I love that guy. I still think there is a place on this roster for EYJ, don't get me wrong, but Shohei brings something we don't get, and that's what I love about him. Also, let's shout out this bullpen. The bullpen had a fantastic series against the Dodgers. Hansel and Gretel Robles, that's going to be my new nickname for him, Hansel and Gretel, pitched a very high-stress eighth inning on Sunday. Justin Anderson slid his way out of the ninth. and that's slid his way out of the ninth. That's because to my count, I think he threw eight straight sliders to start that ninth inning. Is he Sergio Romo all of a sudden? I don't know. I love his velo, his velocity on his fastball, but if he's feeling the slider, I mean, the first two batters looked absolutely foolish in that ninth inning, so that's fine. And the starters were great all weekend long. And when I say that, I want to start a separate sentence with Andrew Heaney was phenomenal. Okay, and because any production you get out of Felix Pena and Dec McGuire right now is extra. It's icing on the cake. Because they should not be pitching for the Los Angeles Angels, right? I'm sorry. Like, they're great guys. You know, I'm glad they're taking the reins right now, but they're not MLB starters. I'm sorry. But Andrew Heaney on Sunday against Alex Wood, who last year had a, I'm not going to say he was a great season. He had an amazing season. And Andrew Heaney gave up one hit through six innings. He made one mistake, and it cost him three runs. A three-run bomb to Puig. That's the kind of effort we need, like, out of a guy like him. Right? He's our ace. He's one of our... He's a 1A, 1B, 1C kind of guys. Between him, Garrett Richards, and Tyler Skaggs. And that's the kind of effort we need in big games like this. Which I feel like we haven't really gotten a lot of those. And the thing I loved about Heaney was you could just tell he wanted the ball every single inning. When he came off the mound in the second, you know, I'm pissed off at the umpire. I love that. I love the energy. I love when players, you know, show their emotion on their sleeve and, you know, show you how they really feel, because I think that's another thing that brings energy to the team. And I feel like I say you could make a drinking game out of it. Anytime I say energy or this team needs balls, like, that's what we need right now. And I think Andrew Heaney provided that for us. That being said, I feel like every time something like this happens, where an Angels pitcher is like, oh, rah, rah, like, let's go, I had a great start, what happens their next outing? I'm not going to say it, but we all know what happens usually, okay? Just going to say, Andrew Heaney, shouts to you. Good job. Stay healthy, bud. Coming up next, we're going to go to our weekly Down on the Farm segment. But first, if you guys want to sponsor our podcast, just shoot us an email, lockedonangels@gmail.com. We would love to get in contact with you and get you on that show. Get you on this show. But again, lockedonangels@gmail.com. Shoot us those emails. We're going down on the farm after this.
Angels, not Cowboys.
Here's your Down on the Farm report.
All right, we are back, and we are currently down on the farm. I don't know if you can hear. There's some mooing in the background, but I want to preface this with this is a segment that I feel like I struggle with, and I don't know if you guys can tell that so far, but this isn't really my expertise of like keeping up with like the bees and the. Bay Bears and like all these like teams, like I don't usually do it, so I usually pick one or two guys every week, maybe three, that, you know, they're guys that I remember when they got drafted and there was a big deal and they were making some kind of skyrocket to the team, and like I highlight those guys. But if you guys have anything you guys want me to cover on this, please by all means shoot me a message on Twitter, because any kind of direction that you would like me to go with this segment, I would love to do it. I think Pat has done a great job with this segment since I came on, and I want to make sure we do this segment justice. So if you feel like I'm missing anything, please, by all means, let me know, because I feel like I'm kind of struggling with it, but we're going to dive right in. First guy, a guy I talk about every podcast, Eric Young Jr. I'm going to just talk about him really quickly. He's hitting .292 in AAA, but he's still not up with the team. That's all I wanted to tell you guys about him. That's it. He's hitting .292. Bring him up. Bring him up to the team. Jeez. Anyway, next guy I want to talk about is Roberto Baldoquin. You guys remember that name by any chance? Roberto Baldoquin? If you don't, about 3-4 years ago, We got him out of Cuba, and he was like the next big thing. He was like 18 when we signed him. Well, recently, within the last month or so, he got called up to Mobile, our AA team, and he was hitting like a little under 300 with High A, our High A team. And now he's hitting about 230. So, little growing pains there. But, I mean, this is a guy that I think in the next 3-4 years, we could see in our infield, potentially. And don't get me wrong, we do have a, he plays shortstop. We do have a guy there. I don't know if you've heard about him. His name is Andrelton Simmons. Hashtag vote Simba. But, you know, if he comes up anytime sooner, because he can hit. I think he's his lifetime minor league batting average is like 290. Yeah, it's like 290. So that's not bad, right? Like, we could use that guy in our lineup. An infielder that can hit? We've got one of those. But, hey, we could teach him to maybe play second, maybe third. And I know we have Cozart next year, but... And Fletcher seems to be the guy probably moving forward at second or third. But, I mean, just the other person. If you want to play third, teach Baldaquin to play second, maybe. If you want Fletch to play second, let Baldaquin play third. I don't know. Tough to say right now, but I think it's a guy that should be on your radar. Up-and-coming guy. Should be pretty cool. Also, just in general with the teams, Salt Lake started out like super hot, and now they're 5 games back. Not that like anybody really cares about how well the like team is doing. I'm sure some of you guys care. Like, you guys want them to win, but they were in first place and they were leading by like 5 games, and now they're 5 games out of first place. So obviously have been on a little skid, and their starting pitching has not been doing well so far. I will tell you that right now, and there is nobody I would even want to highlight because they are doing so bad. And I don't want you to be like, oh man, we don't have any good pitchers coming up, because, you know, they're good, good arms, but they're just not pitching particularly well right now. But anyway, again, if you have any way you want to go, or if there's a player you want me to spotlight next week, please, 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 please shoot it my way. I would love to dive deep into that for our Down on the Farm segment, because everybody's welcome on our farm, right? I just don't know where to show you on the farm, right? It's a big farm. So coming up next, we're going to close out the show. All right, all right. We are back. We're going to close out the show right now. So, it's Tuesday, so Trivia Thursday happened last week. And guys, we're getting better. We had a person respond to the trivia question. If you forgot, the trivia question was, Mike Trout is currently leading Major League Baseball in intentional walks. Who was the last Angel not named Mike Trout to do that? And we had a guess from @BlakerZMVic, and it was a good guess. His guess was Rod Carew. Blake, you're incorrect. I'm sorry, bud. But the correct answer, and as soon as I say his name, you're going to be like, oh, man. Some of you guys actually might have guessed him. The correct answer is Vladimir Guerrero. So, pretty interesting. But yeah, keep responding, guys. We got one list last week. Let's get two next week. But Pat will be back on Wednesday to talk about the team, talk about game one of this Seattle series. It's a huge series. We're going to take it, guys. 2-1. The battle plan's in motion. We're going to get there. Trust me. Put it on me, guys. Put it on me. But I'm Lucas Sardo. You can find me at LucasSardo13 on Twitter. I love the feedback. Love talking to you guys. I really appreciate it. But more importantly, follow our Twitter page at LockedOnAngels for all updates regarding the show. And you can check out our website, LockedOnAngels.com. And also, if you have any questions, comments, or anything else, and maybe you don't have a Twitter, shoot us an email, LockedOnAngels@gmail.com. Thanks for hanging out with me. #VoteSimba. Adios.